What is up, everybody? I am Brian Daniels, and this is another episode of The Next Level. And joining me for this very special episode is my man, Josh Thundersaver. Josh, what's up, buddy?
What up, what up, what up?
What up? Oh, that's right. I forgot to say, I am Brian Daniels.
Brian Daniels, Josh Thundersaver.
Yeah, Eric.
you guys brought the energy like the last couple of episodes.
Victor and I, yeah, dude.
That's what's up, man. So what Josh and I are going to be talking about this on this episode, episode number 34, is TV and movie video game adaptations. So yes. Basically, movies and TV shows that are based off of video games. And this is a topic that I know Josh and I both are very passionate about. We've had the pleasure and also the unfortunate pleasure of watching several of these things.
Oh yeah.
And, we're going to go into it, but before we do that, I got to give it to our sponsor, ExpressVPN. So if you don't know what a VPN is, it's a virtual private network that allows you to keep your identity safe and out of the hands of people that are going to do no good things with it. A VPN allows you to hide your IP address, which is able, which can be used to track things such as where you live, your social security number, your credit cards, and all those things you don't want just a random person you don't know to have. Not only that, but ExpressVPN also is great for gaming as well. I highly recommend it. It can help without, you know, with lag and things like that, and also helps prevent from a designated denial of service attack, which is also known as a DDoS, which can cause, you know, pretty hateful people to kick you out of a game because you kicked their ass. Anyway, I highly recommend you check out ExpressVPN. You can go to expressvpn.com/thenextlevel. You get 3 months on top of a 12-month subscription. You can go there right now, expressvpn.com/thenextlevel. So, Josh, I know you've probably seen a lot of these. I want to throw some stats your way. Did you know there are currently 44 movies based off of a video game as of the release of the last movie based off of a video game, which is Sonic the Hedgehog 2 that came out last year? And the reason why Josh and I kind of decided to do this is because the next movie that's going to be based on a video game is none other than the Super Mario movie. And I find that to be very interesting. It comes out in April. And the reason why I find out, it's kind of like we've come full circle, because actually in May, Josh, it will be
in May,
the 30th anniversary of the very first movie that was based off a video game, which is the Super Mario Brothers movie, the live action movie with John Leguizamo as Luigi and Bob Hoskins as Mario. And then you had, you know, Dennis Hopper as Koopa, Bowser, whatever. It was just stupid. It was such a terrible film. So I think it's kind of unique that we're it's the 30th anniversary of movies based off of a video game. It started with Mario, and it's kind of not ending, but it's kind of coming full circle with now an animated based version, if you will, done by Illumination, the folks that do Despicable Me. And a lot of people are not very thrilled that Charles Martinet is not going to be doing the voice of Mario. It's going to be Christopher Pratt. Which, you know, I don't feel like we've heard enough of his voice really to tell, but I'm going to go see it because it's fucking Mario. I'm going to go check it out.
Right.
You know what I mean? I know everybody and I'm sure everybody that's upset is going to go watch it still anyway. So
Mario's close to my heart, dog.
It's what I grew up with, bro. My first console ever was an NES, man. So there's a lot of movies here we're going to cover, but not just movies. We're also going to talk about TV shows too. And so, Josh, let's just get right into it. Let's talk about movies. Do you have a particularly favorite movie that's based off of a video game?
Street Fighter with Jean-Claude Van Damme. Easy answer.
No shot. Are you serious?
No, I'm kidding.
It's so funny because I actually own a copy of that on VHS. This is great.
I do too. Remember, I've got a copy of that as well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, come on. There's so
have
many
you seen?
Here. So many good ones here.
Have you seen any of the Resident Evil movies that take place within the game continuity, the animated ones?
I have not. I have not seen
those. Those are pretty great. Those are pretty great. Mm-hmm.
I've not seen those. I think it's like Retribution, right?
Retribution.
I think that's an animated
movie. It's They're all animated.
That's a live action. That one's live action, my bad.
Okay. I don't remember the names. They all have different names. It's Resident Evil.
Here we go.
Gritty sounding zombie
kind of game. I have found the list, but yeah, continue.
Okay.
They're
good.
You like those. Okay.
Yeah, I do like those quite a bit. As far as like actual movies go.
Yeah, say favorite live action one.
A favorite live action? God, no.
No?
Hell no.
You don't like any live-action video game movies?
I can't think of a single one that I did.
Oh, man. I think for me, my all-time favorite live-action video game, a movie based off video game is Mortal Kombat, the original one from 1995.
Yes.
That is,
well, okay, that so is my favorite. I guess to put it in a separate category, there was the absolutely awful ones that I watched one time and will never watch again. And then like the ones that I liked as a kid, but wouldn't watch now. And yeah, you've got Mortal Kombat. You've got Double Dragon, you know, watching Double Dragon as an adult? It's almost painful now.
I've not.
It's almost painful now.
Freaking Robert Patrick is the Shadow Warrior or something.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember him being in that. Yeah, I love those movies as a kid, but like, you know, some things don't age very well. And a lot of these video games, movies based off a video game did not age well at all. No. Like I'll say that I actually did like the OG Resident Evil movie with Mila Jovovich as Alice.
I was out within the first couple minutes.
I did enjoy that at the time that came out, which was in 2002. Now, Mortal Kombat, the original one, 95, that was only the fourth movie adaptation of a video game. And before that came Street Fighter. So you kind of got like the two biggest fighting Street games Fighter. At the time.
Yeah.
Both turned into a live action movie and both were complete night and day. I think Raul Julia as M. Bison was pretty great. His performance was amazing. Everybody else in that movie was terrible. Even Jean-Claude Van Damme was just as bad.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
And because he played Guile, and that was just terrible.
Colonel William S. Guile.
I'm looking at this list. Did you ever watch the really, really bad Christian Slater Alone in the Dark movie from like 2005?
Yeah. With Tara Reid, and you're supposed to believe that she's a scientist? Yes. I am a scientist.
I saw it in theater, and it was so bad.
Dude,
it was so bad. It was so
terrible,
dude.
Yeah.
So bad.
You can't trust anything that you, a bull, has anything to do with.
Dude, yeah. And then there was Doom. Remember Doom?
Yeah.
Had the Rock in it, Wayne in it.
Do you remember that the whole like marketing campaign leading up to it was just what ended up being the last 10 minutes of the movie?
Yeah, the whole first person part of the movie. Yeah, dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they marketed Doom, the movie. It's going to be fucking awesome. You're going to leave the theater with an erection It's going to be badass. And then, like, that was the last couple minutes of the movie, and it was like, dog. However, that movie ended up being Hardcore Henry, and if you've never seen it, bring your boner.
Hardcore Henry is a way better movie than that. But,
man.
But,
yes.
But this did have
I saw it twice. I literally left the theater and walked back and bought a ticket for the next show for Hardcore Henry. That's a real story.
But yeah, the Doom had Carl Urban in it, who ended up playing Judge Dredd in like the remake.
Mm-hmm. And I really liked that remake too.
Which was pretty good, yeah. Some other hits on this list, of course, you've got Silent Hill wasn't too terrible.
Silent Hill doesn't get enough credit for actually being more accurate than Resident Evil. That's for sure.
Yeah. It was definitely the more accurate
movie
based on a video game.
Yep.
Hitman was just really bad. I didn't like Hitman. Like, that was just a shitty movie. I don't know how that
made it. Timothy Olyphant with the bald head.
Like, I'm looking at the amount of money that movie made. I can't believe it made $101 million at the box office. That's just insane.
Wow.
That's just insane to me that it made that much money. And then you've got, this one's the one that I think this is one that a lot of people forget. And I tend to forget this too. And when I go like to places like Half Price Books or I go thrifting, I always forget that this was turned into a movie. But Max Payne with Mark Wahlberg, I always forget.
Yeah.
Got turned into
really a movie. Happened in our timeline. And,
I think I saw it, but I don't even remember.
You know, it's a very unforgettable movie.
Because it's such a forgettable movie.
Well, what's funny, I was helping a buddy move a couch earlier today. Yeah. And he goes, what do you do in your podcast about? I said, oh, video game movies. He goes, oh, you mean like Max Payne? That was specifically the one that he jumped to.
That was the one I would not expect anybody to actually
play. Me too. It just kind of hit me. I was like, why Max Payne? Like, no, we're going to talk about like Mario.
Wait, that had Mila Kunis and Ludacris was in that movie? Ludacris? I do not remember Ludacris in that movie. What the? I'm telling you, super forgettable movie.
It's okay.
Super forgettable.
You don't need to.
Wow. That's I didn't even know that fucking Ludacris was in that movie. That's insane. They did do a second live action Street Fighter movie. This was called The Legend of Chun-Li.
The Legend of Chun-Li, and that's actually what I specifically fired back with him. I said, have you seen that? And he goes, no. And I said, oh, it's horse shit.
It's actually worse. It's actually far worse than the original.
Yeah.
If you thought Street Fighter couldn't get any worse, go waste an hour of your time and watch that movie.
I love it. There's absolutely no like concise lore for Street Fighter because they're always reinventing something every time through.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like,
all right.
It's like, my thing is, at least with Mortal Kombat, it made more sense because they went to the island and they had Shang Tsung, which the guy who plays him is fucking phenomenal.
Right.
It had actually had pretty good acting in it. The story made sense. Even though it was, you know, fantasy-based fighting tournament, it still made sense. It's easy to follow.
Right.
And, like, every other movie that's came out from that has not made any sense. And it's just been like, oh, yeah, we're like a movie, but in, like, name and characters only. And the story is, like, scattered all over the place. Because then you had, like, you know, the... then you had, like, because after Alone in the Dark was made... And Uwe Boll made $10 million on it. Thought it was going to be a good idea to go and make a few more stupid movies that he shouldn't have made, like Blood Rain, for instance, or House of the Dead, which actually was his first one. And which that was a shitty movie, too.
And then the only thing I have to say about House of the Dead is that when they died, it showed the thing spun around and fell into the fog like in the movie.
Yeah.
But also, it was so out of place that it was so shitty. It was like, you know, you can't really please anybody. But yeah, I hate him. I hate him so much.
It was just fucking terrible. And then he decided to go and make Dead or Alive, which is a fighting game.
Right.
Another fighting game. And then he did Postal, which, are you ready for this? He made Postal, which was a direct-to-DVD movie.
Yeah.
It came out in 2007. Postal is, for those who don't know, Postal is a first-person shooter. He only made $146,000 on that movie, dude.
Well, you know, he's contracted by the government of Germany.
What's that?
He's contracted by the government of Germany to make these movies.
That's so stupid.
Yeah. Yep. Well, so the thing was, is there was a clause in his contract where he could retire after so long, and Stride Gum helped like campaign it. And I was one of those campaigners, dude. Like, I don't know if we knew each other back then, but at one point in time, like, I was really hard campaigning on social media. Like, yeah, let's have Uwe Boll retire. Fuck that guy. And he was like, this many people want me to retire. And at first he was like, ah, fuck you. And he's like, oh,
I think
no.
I remember that. I think I actually remember that. That people were like, I think people were doing like, what are those called? When you petitions. Get people to sign a petition. Yeah. They were petitions, like, a petition to stop him. And he's like, well, this is
all sorts of petitions.
Do it even more. Fuck you guys. I'm going to make more movies that are bad.
Yeah.
But,
Postal had two sequels, by the way.
But then we get into the 2010 era of movies based off of a video game. And this one was actually pretty good, even though I didn't like who they had play as the main character, because it just didn't make any sense whatsoever. Okay, Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time.
Absolutely.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal had no.
He had purpose. No business playing as a dude from that. From the
Middle East. Dude, and they paid him up to the point where no. No, that was bad. That was bad and wrong.
But it made $336 million. It did really well. It was a good movie. I thought it was decent. I mean, it wouldn't like, you know. I mean, but let's take a time out here. What constitutes, Josh, as a good video game, a movie based off of a video game? Because if you look back, there really isn't a whole lot to choose from, right? Like,
right.
Really, I mean, we're, you know, for those listening, I'm pretty sure you're just kind of like, yeah, these all kind of suck anyway. They grossed millions of dollars, most of these movies did. And it's just kind of like off of name alone and curiosity, right? Because I know for me, I'm always going to go see a movie based off a video game.
Yeah.
You know, I went and suffered through Uncharted. And like, that was...
Oh, you poor soul.
That was, you know, it was an experience. But
I knew to not do that from the get-go.
But what constitutes to you, Josh? I think this is the ultimate question here. What do you constitute as a good movie based off of a video game? Like, what are the boxes that got to tick off for you?
Well, so see, I place all movies regardless of the genre to the same standard of good movie or bad movie.
Right.
You know, and that's like my own personal taste. And a lot of it has to do with acting, but I notice a lot. Things too, like if the lighting's just fucked up for some reason, it's like, yo, who did the lighting here, you know? And I get real, I don't know, I pick apart everything I watch all the time ever.
I do that too. I do it so, too.
You know, like I guess the new Mortal Kombat, it was good. It was definitely on the, you know, approved side of the, you know, lateral. But there was just a couple times where it was just like, man, I feel like they could have just like not had this scene here, or the whole like Cole Long thing, that was just like, dude, what the fuck? Who is this?
Cole was just
there is a deep, rich Mortal Kombat like catalog of characters.
There's so much lore. Assholes. Mortal Kombat has tons of lore in it. Like, you know, I'm friends with people who made those games, right? Made those games. And I remember when I've talked to Daniel Pacina. He's the guy who plays Johnny Cage in the first two video games. And I've even talked to my friend Paul Niemeyer, who did a lot of the artwork for the arcade cabinet. And he even drew the iconic dragon logo too. And we've all come to the same agreement that like Mortal Kombat is probably out of all the fighting video games. I don't care if it's Street Fighter, Tekken, Dead or Alive, Virtua Fighter. There's tons of fighting games. Mortal Kombat, by far and away, has the richest and deepest lore of all the fighting games that have ever been made. And I don't care what anybody
says. No, it really does.
And because the characters are so individualistic, and while their stories combined are really great, their stories individually are sometimes even greater than the overall overall big picture. You know what I'm saying? And so
Because they have their own timeline and keep it sacred.
Yes,
and not so to for cut me, you off, but that's what makes them different and special.
Yeah, and so for me, when I found out they were throwing this rando character in there, I was like, okay. This didn't need a random character to be a good
Mortal Kombat. Shit.
They didn't need to create or put in a character that they want to champion as the lead. Like they didn't need to do that. I don't even care if they just had it to be like because I'm gonna spoil this for people. It's an old movie. It's been out for 2 years now. They started this whole thing. What that movie should have been, it should have been. I don't remember necessarily the I can look this up real quick. This won't take long, but the Lin Kuei taking on the I always forget where Scorpion's from. But those two clans going at it, that could have been the whole
Shirai Ryu.
Yes, that could have been the whole story. They didn't need Cole Young to be there and come in and make a story about this random character that no one really gives a fuck about, because the beginning of the movie has Bai-Han, who is Sub-Zero, coming to kill basically everybody in the Shirai-Ryu clan, led by Hanzo Hasashi. I'm getting it back now. And that's who ends up becoming Scorpion. So they could have had this really badass movie about the rival clans while yet tying in also all the other characters that you're familiar with as well, such as Raiden and Liu Kang and Kung Lao and all that. Like, they didn't need to have someone that no one really is familiar with to try to engage to bring attention to these characters that we have come to know and love from playing the video game. So I feel like, because I feel like a lot of times, while I'm kind of like, you know, you and I have went back and forth several times about comic book based movies, right? And I think absolutely. You and I both can agree on this one thing, is that we don't want to go see a Marvel movie that is a one for one of things we read as a kid. Like, I don't want everything to be exactly the same. Now, there are some things that, like, okay, why the fuck, like for instance, in Civil War, they fucked the whole Civil War thing up, right? I know you and I agree on that. They didn't have Spider-Man reveal himself. They didn't have Captain America die. They didn't do any of that shit, which would have been way, way, way more interesting than what they did decide to do, in my opinion.
Yeah, Bucky killed Tony Stark's parents.
So, yeah, and so I think a lot of times what these film and movie production companies that are trying to do stuff based off of already sourced material is they want to try to tell something unique, but I think they go a little too far in their uniqueness that it kind of just takes away from the source material too much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah,
and so, absolutely. Like, I think that you still got to have your characters be who they are and who we've come to know them as in the whatever the source material may be, whether it's a video game or in the instance of the MCU and even the DC universe, the comics that have been around for decades. You have to still make those characters be those characters, but you can't deviate too much away from the plot. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Otherwise, it doesn't make sense anymore. So,
well, you gotta hold the original sacred, you know.
Absolutely. And for me, in that Mortal Kombat movie, I liked the movie. I just don't think it needed, because it had such a good start with that start I mentioned where the Lin Kuei came and wanted to fuck up, you know, Hanzo Hasashi and the Shirai-Ryu.
Right. Yeah.
And then good start. Went from that to just like random default character that you would create in a fighting game that somehow you want me to care about.
Random guy.
I don't care. I don't care. So, but yeah. I mean, that's a good point. I think what makes any, and specifically what I think the problem has been with video game movies that are based off video games, is it's too many corporate suits trying to give everybody what they want.
Yeah.
And not enough people who have actually played the video game. Like, a really great example of this is, I know you don't watch it, but we're going to talk about it. The Last of Us show. I know you don't really care. That's fine if you don't. I don't really care either way if you do watch it or not. But what's amazing about this show, this has to be one of the best. This is obvious. I think it's insanely, without question.
I've heard a lot of really good things about it.
The best adaptations of a video game I've ever seen in my life. I'm dead ass serious. Like, yeah, there are some differences. I know a lot of people got upset with the whole Bill and the gay couple, and they went and they showed all that stuff. And it's like, okay, but like, you know, it's good though, because for me, like, you know how we play video games, there's so many side characters. You're like, man, I wish we could have known more about this side character or this side character, especially, like, I know you're playing Final Fantasy VII Remake. You know, you got all these side characters there. You know, like, one of my favorite characters in Final Fantasy VII is Cat Saith, right? I fucking love that character, right? It's a fucking anthropomorphic cat that rides, you know, that fights. And you don't really know a whole lot about the character. And, like, so what The Last of Us show does is it gives you that backstory. And they did a really great job of telling Bill and Frank's story in episode 3 of the show, where they just showed how they came to know each other, how they fell in love, and how they survived and all this. And people are like saying, but what about Joel and Ellie? Dude, Joel and Ellie are still there. Chill. Like, it's like, they still tied them in there. And
yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
And it didn't devalue the game. It didn't devalue the show. It actually made the show better. It even made the lore of the whole, because I'm all about that lore, brother. Like when I play video games, I like the lore. I love lore. I know there's people out there that play video games, they skip cutscenes, and that's like, oh my god, why are you doing that shit? I play games for the lore and the story. And so The Last of Us TV show is by far and away, I would dare say, the best adaptation of a video game in any form of media that I've ever watched. It's that good. Like Raven, she was a little familiar with, that's my wife, by the way, for those who don't know. She had watched me play a little bit of the first game, and then she watched me play the whole second game, which I can't stand that game.
Yeah.
But she really loved the first game. And so she didn't really know, like, she knew some of what the game was about, but, like, kind of enough to be able to get through some of it. But she had never seen the opening of The Last of Us, the first game, which is extremely an emotional thing to watch, even when you're playing it. And they did all I'm not even kidding. It was like, I went back and played that first, like, episode of the show in the game.
Yeah.
Everything was just about a one-for-one, from the house being on fire to the road, like the direction they turn, it was like the same lines. I'm like, dude, this is awesome. This is what I'm talking about. I don't need everything to be one for one, but dude, if you can get some of the quotes from the game in there too, hey, that's good for me, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I highly encourage, and she loves the show, and I highly encourage anybody, even if you've never played the game before, it might even be better if you haven't played the game, because then you really can be like, whoa, like, this fucked up.
Completely immersed for the first time.
Very, yeah. Very, very good. And I will say that one of my favorite shows all time is Breaking Bad. Mm-hmm. And this is getting up there to probably going to end up being my favorite show I've ever seen.
Over top. Because
it's just that good. And I didn't think I'd ever say that about anything adapted from a video game.
Right. I've had that conversation with you before myself. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
and I think that the hard part is, once again, is Hollywood wants to try to make money, and they try to do too much. And, you know, we've seen that in the MCU a time or two, where they just don't get things right all the time. And, you know, obviously, of course, another good example of this is the DC universe, which they have completely fucked up. Like that whole thing got messed up from the get-go. Hopefully, you know, James Gunn can come in and right the ship on that. But like for video games, especially, it's not even necessarily a meme. It's just it's another movie based off video game. We'll see how bad
video game movie.
Because we always go into it expecting not good, right? Not good things, because that's what we're
right. Using. We'll see on the $5 rack loser.
And going back through this list again, you know, we had, you know, I saw Uncharted, that wasn't very good.
Stinker.
There was Rampage, and that was Dwayne Johnson, but that's a Dwayne Johnson film that's gonna sell,
right?
And that was actually pretty good. I did actually kind of like the newer Tomb Raider movie, the one that's not Angelina Jolie. I thought that was
good. I actually haven't seen that one either.
I thought that was pretty decent. The Assassin's Creed movie, I never even watched it, and it just looked really
hog shit.
Then they dared to do a second Hitman movie, and not even going to waste my time. So, I mean, that's kind of it for the movies. I mean, there are some movies coming up. We're going to get another Sonic the Hedgehog movie, which
Sonic movies.
Those movies are phenomenal.
Yes.
So good. I mean, they got the casting right. The storytelling was great. I remember when I found out they were doing a movie, the first one, I was like, oh God, how are they going to fuck this up? Because Sonic has this like thing about it where, not even just in the movies, they can't get Sonic right in video games either now.
No, not anymore. Not since they had him kissing a human lady.
Right? It's just so finally they got, it's weird. It's really backwards. They got Sonic right in the movie, but I still haven't got him right in a video game yet. Although Sonic Frontiers was pretty good. That's a pretty decent video game in and of itself. He just
needs to run from left to right. That's it. That's all we need him to do.
Yeah, I just need you to go left to right and collect some rings and go fast. That's yep. I'm a simple man. You know, I don't need
to. They can chill on the werehog shit too.
I didn't know this until.
Yeah, go ahead.
I did not know this until literally today.
Okay.
I was looking at this list. And, you know, a lot of these things like, oh, Monster Hunter. I know that game. You know, Assassin's Creed.
That sure. one was so forgettable for me.
Which one?
Because I just, Monster Hunter.
I never saw that.
Yeah, exactly.
That that's Mila Jovovich again, right?
Doing it's another one I just didn't see.
Yeah.
I was just like, whatever. I have no need to see this.
But I'm looking at the list. I'm like, okay, Warcraft. I'm familiar with that. Need for Speed. I'm familiar with that game. Tekken. They did do a Tekken movie, but I'm familiar with that game. Oh, shit.
They did do a Tekken movie, but, and that wasn't like, I mean, it wasn't incredible.
That was a Japanese film.
Right. It was very J-pop-y. Like,
So I'm looking style. At this list, Josh, and one thing really caught my eye.
Yeah.
Werewolves Within.
What did you just say?
I did not know that this was even a video game. Werewolves Within was released on June 25th of 2021. It made an astounding $937,000 in the box office. According to what's the list at the top here? Rotten Tomatoes. This movie, believe it or not, has an astonishing 86% fresh rating. I can't believe this.
What?
It's based off a Ubisoft game. So that's the people who do like Assassin's Creed. So I was all right. Let me take a look at this film. And then I looked at the video game. There is a video game called Werewolves Within.
Okay. I'm like,
what the hell is this about? Dude, it's literally a video game version of Werewolf. You know, if you ever played Werewolf, you know, it's like Mafia. You got to find out who the werewolves are.
Yeah. The card game
off of that game.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
But it was a card game turned into a video game turned into a movie.
It's like the Battleship, the game.
I'm like, there's so many layers of ridiculous there. I can't handle it. Like, but 86% on Rotten Tomatoes? No. There's no way.
God damn, man.
That is crazy, dude.
That is crazy.
It made under $1 million and it has that high of a rating. I can't believe that. I don't want to believe that. So we got some upcoming video games that are going to be turned into a movie. And I want your opinion on some of these.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
So the first one we got is Ghost of Tsushima.
That's getting turned into a movie.
That's getting turned into a movie. It's going to be made by Sony. That better be
dope and a half.
Huh?
I said that better be dope and a half.
That's what I'm saying. That is by far and away one of my favorite video games I've ever played. And if you're listening to this and you haven't played it, you need to go check that game out. It's super good. That should be good. I hope it's good. I mean, Sony's doing it. Here's another one for you.
Okay.
Minecraft.
What?
I'm not even kidding. Minecraft is supposed to be getting turned into a movie, and it's going to be released by Warner Brothers. Yeah, that's
good. Well, and then there's that Borderlands movie.
Yeah,
that we've been hearing about for years. That it's like, where's the output on that, huh?
What do you think about that, though? We got Jamie Lee Curtis is in that, Jack Black, Kevin Hart.
I don't know if you know this or not, but I love the Borderlands games.
Oh, I do too.
Like, I'm very serious about the lore, and especially, you know, when they opened everything up real wide in the most recent one, the third one, it's like, wow.
Yeah,
for sure. You're going to different planets and stuff. I don't feel like they're going to do it justice just from what I've heard, and it kind of makes me like really worried about like why they're making this movie anyway.
I don't know. I remember them talking about it. Kevin Hart's going to be Roland. Jack Black is Claptrap. That should be good. I'm going to be there for that. Jamie Lee Curtis is Tannis.
Yeah.
Kate Blanchett's going to be Lilith. I don't know. I want to say this could be good. Is this a live action movie?
I don't know. They haven't said anything.
Yeah.
They haven't said if it's like a rotoscope, if it's a live action. No one knows. It's a movie that's coming out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right? How crazy is that?
They said filming started in April of 2021, and then
it ended. Filming would be live action.
It ended in June, so I guess it's live action.
It's got to be.
There's already been test screenings of the film.
Okay.
So people have seen this already.
And how much do they hate it?
No, I'm going to look at this real quick. I'm very interested. I would have loved to have gone to a test screening of that, because that's interesting. Oh, it just, this is just an article that says people have seen it. And that's okay. That's,
and it's a thing that happened.
Well, people saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Next article.
Yep. Moving on.
That's some lazy journalism. Anyway, yeah. So I don't know, man. This is going to be. Here we go. January 2023. It was announced the film would be going through 2 weeks of reshoots. So it is live action reshoots.
See, there we go.
It's directed by Eli Roth.
Mm-hmm.
He's a horror guy. So like,
yep.
That's
he's a splattery, nasty horror guy. Yeah. So I love it.
Yeah. I wonder what rating this is going to be. If there's going to be some like violence and gore, I would expect.
Yeah.
So.
You can't do it. Even if it's cartoony, it's gory.
Yeah.
You got all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. It's Lionsgate, which they're also really known for.
Right. For movies. Doing bringing the gore.
Okay.
Bringing the gore.
Of course we have, let's talk about the Super Mario Brothers movie. So
yeah.
This is coming up on in April, which I think they had a missed opportunity. They should have released it on March 10th, Mario Day. I don't know why they didn't do that.
Yeah, no, 100%. I agree with
that
you.
That is the stupidest. I don't know who these people are that make these decisions, but literally the
they missed that opportunity. Idea,
like, of all the dates, you didn't release it on Mario Day.
March 10th.
Mario Day is a Friday. That's when movies come out.
No way. Is it this year?
It totally is, dude.
They dropped like 17 balls on that one.
Totally dropped all the balls in the Walmart in the Walmart ball container.
Ball pit, yeah, jeez.
All.
That's not good.
Dude, right? No, they're releasing it on April the 7th. And I'm just like, so why not push the date back 4 weeks and put it out on Mario Day and capitalize? And then that way people are like, ooh, I went and got my Mario tickets, because they all say Mark's in on them and they're Mario.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that would have totally marketed itself.
Yeah.
I don't understand. This is what we're talking about, Josh. These people that do this shit, they're not like, they're corporate suits. Anyway.
I think
got the Super Mario Brothers.
Well, Scream, that's when Scream 6 comes out. Maybe they didn't want to compete with
with Scream 6. They're already afraid of competing with Scream 6.
See, I'm sitting here thinking, I'm
that's good.
Why is that important to me? Yeah, well, so I told you that I got Rachel and I advanced screening tickets, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're gonna see it before then, because I didn't want this movie to be spoiled for me, Brian, at all.
No, I get it.
And the day that they got sent out like to the international dubbers, somebody posted a clip on the internet, and I'm just kind of, you know, taking my midday poop, scrolling on the internet on Facebook, and I see like, I'm the killer and this was my accomplice and this is why, and then I like closed it out. Yeah.
And you got it spoiled for you?
Mm-hmm, because I saw the actual scene, like,
oh, that's
there's no way. Yeah, it's dude.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yep. So, you know, on one hand, I'm just going to kind of pretend that it is what it is, and I'm not going to let it get to me as much, because either A, it was a hoax and I'm going to be surprised when I see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or B, it's going to be what it is and I'm going to be a little bit more, I don't know. I spend the entire time on screen movies trying to figure out who the killer is.
Yeah,
ever
the
since
part.
The first one. It's like, oh, part. Man. You got to figure it out next time. I did not figure it out. It was Mrs. Loomis or Timothy Oliphant the second.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, maybe they didn't want to compete with Scream 6. That's funny. I didn't think about that. I forgot that's when that comes out. Is that date? Yeah. So I know that could be. I don't know. Yeah. I think that's kind of weird, but I think they should have still said fuck it and had it come out that same day.
I absolutely agree. I'd buy two tickets.
Who gives a shit? I can go see
two movies in a weekend. It's tax season, buddy.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. We got our taxes. I'm ready. Let's fucking go see this movie. Mm-hmm. I'll see two movies in a weekend.
Right? Let's do
it. Eric and I, I've got movie pass too, so I don't even have to pay the extra amount for a ticket. I can go fucking see. So I'll take Raven to go see Scream 6, then Eric and I can go turn right around and go see Super Mario. Let's fucking do it.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
You know what I'm saying? Oh my god.
Mario.
You can't miss the opportunity like that. It's the perfect setup. Friday, right. March 10th. How do you not
release they screwed Mario up. Movie? They screwed up.
They screwed that
but
up.
But I'm excited for it though.
Yeah, I'm excited for it too, because like I know a lot of people are like, oh, Chris Pratt's this, Chris Pratt's that, Charles Martinet.
Chris Pratt hit me with the wiffle ball.
Martinet didn't do Mario. Dude, like a spoiler alert, but the guy who did Mickey isn't the same guy who did Mickey 50 years ago either. So like
right.
I mean, you know, like you can't have your I think honestly, and I'll talk about that. My reason for that, I will always say this.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot have, like, I've met Charles Martinet. He's done the voice for me. He's a super nice dude. The two times I've met him and talked with him before, super nice guy. I don't think his Mario persona would fit for this movie.
Right. He's a very ill-spoken Mario. Like, he doesn't say much.
He's like an adjective-based like Mario. He's an expressive-based Mario. Like, oh, hello. Hello. All that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I can't, and I'm not saying he can't have a conversation as Mario. I'm not saying he couldn't do it. I just don't think it would work well.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, I'm not saying he can't handle it. I just don't think in a movie it would work very well. Right. So, and for me, the Mario I've always known is not like conversational Mario. I've known the short quipped version of Mario, you know, that just says like, oh, hello. It's me, Mario. What do you know? That's the Mario I know. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't want that Mario tainted by having it's Charles Martin
different.
Do like 14 different lines of dialogue and him trying to have, I just don't want that. Like,
well, nobody, because you know? See, you asked me earlier about what my favorite movie was and I couldn't think of it because all the, you know, most of the movies are just shit. But as far as TV shows, nobody lost their shit when Captain Lou Albano was Mario and not Charles Martin. You know what I'm saying?
Because back in the day, nobody gave a shit about that.
Exactly. Society, I was still doing the Mario just like that. Changed.
Our society has greatly changed, and we didn't have the internet, so everybody could have a bad opinion on things.
That's
but
true.
but like, you know, do I think Chris Pratt was the choice? Nah, I don't know about that. But like,
chosen one. I'm sorry.
But I'm gonna go see it. I mean,
right? Me too. It is what it is.
They're putting up
a movie. And Miyamoto is around and looking at it, and like, if I don't think it would come out if it wasn't, you know. Up to the standards are opening theme parks right now. Yeah. I'm waiting for them to announce a Mario the movie the game.
Oh my god. Are we really gonna go like that? Like
you think they wouldn't?
Interdimensional, like a video game based off a movie based off a video game? What's the inception of like all inceptions?
It's happened before. You think they wouldn't do it with Mario?
I mean, they did it with Street Fighter.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you ever play the Street Fighter movie, the game?
The Street Fighter, the movie, the game? Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think they would.
Amazingly, it was terribly amazing is what it was.
It was something. That was an experience, I'll tell you that.
It was.
No, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a good movie. I like Illumination. I love their shit. They did, you know, Despicable Me. Those are good. Like, I think this is going to be a fun movie. You know, if we could, you know, people can sit here and pick apart the movie all day. I'm not a critic. I don't get paid to do that shit. But like, I think it's going to be good. I think everyone's going to go see this. Even all the people who hated on it was like, all that shit. They're probably going to go see it still, too. You and I are probably going to sit next to people in the row as us.
Right.
Or in the same theater as us that have also been that people on social media that bitched about all the, you know, oh, Peach's dress is a different shade of pink, or her hair isn't like this straight.
Oh, that's
stupid shit like that. They're going to go see the movie. Like, shut up. You're going to go see the movie. You'll be fine. It'll be fine. Just, you know, we'll decide after we actually go and watch the thing. You know what I mean? Like, you haven't even seen it yet. How do you know it's bad? You know, like, you don't know.
Sometimes you can just tell. You a bull.
Well, I mean, sometimes you can.
The ones that say you directed by you a bull, hell yeah, you can.
Oh, if it has his name on it, if it has his name on, I'm ready for a dumpster fire of a fucking movie. Right. They should let him do a Mario movie. That'd be so funny. Like,
no,
the UA Bowl version. Like, he'll have Christian Slater play as Mario, and you know, I don't know who else. Like, just stupidly casted version. Did you see the speaking of Mario, did you see the SNL skit of Pedro Pascal's Mario Kart movie?
I did.
Dude, is that not? I want that to be a thing now. Like, you've already given it to me. Now let's make it happen. Like, that shit was hilarious. I love that man. I love Pedro Pascal. He's
oh yeah, he's you know,
he's super great. Well, guys, that is all the time we're gonna have today. Talk about movies and TV shows based off of video games. Thank you guys so very much for listening to our podcast, episode 34. And we will be back next week. I don't know what we're going to talk about next week, but we're going to, you know, between now and then, we're going to figure that out.
We're going to figure that out for sure.
In the meantime, we do appreciate you all for hanging out with us. If you're listening to us on Good Pods, please be sure to give us a review. You can also comment there as well. You can give your thoughts on our show. We do read those. You can also subscribe to our show on there as well. We do appreciate that. And thank you guys for also making us one of the top 100 podcasts in God, I forget the exact category they got us in, but thank you for doing that for
in our category.
So it definitely helps us out a lot. But until next week, thank you guys for listening to the next level, and we'll see you guys on the next one. Take care.
Peace.
Later.